The North Mississippi Herald is like many other small-town newspapers. However, the story it's been reporting lately is one that has hit national press. It's the story of a rural town making a name for itself. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrient Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
David Howell is the editor of a paper with a very long track record.
This business dates back to 1888. It's been on Main Street in three or four different locations during that time, and so it's the oldest business in town.
To survive as a small town paper in Water Valley, Mississippi, David says you've got to realize your market.
Digging and finding out more about the local stories than just the 15-second Facebook post.
For the last 10 years, though, David has witnessed this rural town of 3,400 go from a main street with less than half its buildings occupied to one with 80% occupancy.
One of the most important roles we have is just to showcase all of the improvements that have been made here and to brag on these merchants, and we share that with the world.
David finds himself part of the story, as his newspaper office is one of the storefronts that was brought back to life.
It's been a neat story to see that this block is seeing the most improvements out of all of the blocks on Main Street.
It's a story I'll bring you on TV this weekend on U.S. Farm Report, and you can see by following The American Countryside on Facebook. People always ask, how did this town pull it off? Why did so many buildings get renovated and businesses begin to grow?
Synergy. I think that as each building was renovated, came back online, and we had a vibrant business come in, that encouraged other businesses to join in.
Catch our TV segment or take a drive in the country to see it for yourself. Driving on the Countryside in Water Valley, Mississippi, I'm Andrew McRae.